Welcome back to the Midday Show, and it's always a great pleasure to talk with Tack. That is Ali. He gave it
So, I
the.
don't know if you've ever been to Italy, but
I have.
having an Italian last name, when they pronounce your name for the first time, you go, "Oh, that's how it's supposed to sound."
And how does it feel when you hear it from an Italian?
Feels like I want a plate of macaroni.
The reason we're getting on the phone with Jack is because Jack has one of his music projects is called Too Many Guitars. And they've actually, they meaning Jack and Cindy Cashdollar, our friend, have been on KZE talking about other gigs you guys have had. But you have one coming up on Saturday, the 14th of March at 7:30 at the Falcon in Marlborough. And it's the full band.
It is. It's a quartet. That's how we usually like to play. So
Okay.
it's myself, Sin. It's Peter Yeren on piano and vocals. And Peter's an amazing musician. He plays with Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks. For those don't know Vince, he's a 1920s early music specialist.
Oh, okay.
And Pete knows that music upside down. So he really brings in a nice flavor to the quartet. And on bass, we have Carl Allwer. I'm probably not saying his name correctly. This is our first gig with Carl. Looking forward to it because, he's somebody that's been all over the Hudson Valley, play with everybody, and a great grind, plays upright, plays electric, and he sings. So that's what we're doing at the Falcon on March 14th. Too Many Guitars. So Cindy and I have been doing this gig now. I guess it's come on a year, and we've played the Falcon a couple times. We've played Opus 40. We're also going to play the Maverick on August 26th, I believe. That's so, given schedules, we try to fit in when we can. But it sort of just came together because we both had been on separate gigs to one another and enjoyed playing with one another and wanted to do the duet and bring our creative influences together. It's basically a timeline, the last years with vocal and instrumental performances from European and American jazz stylings of Django Reinhardt, Thelonious Monk, Cokie Carmichael, to the roots music of Chet Atkins, Lonnie Johnson, and a whole bunch more, including music from the 60s, 70s, 80s. We do a couple of originals too. It's a lot of fun. And those of you that don't know Cindy Cashdollar, Cindy's in the Texas Steel Guitar Hall of Fame, Texas Music Hall of Fame. She's played with Van Morrison, Asleep at the Wheel. Certainly, like a lot of folks up in the Woodstock area, she's somebody that has a strong legacy here. So it's such an honor to play with her, and she's such a gift. It's really great.
Totally, and brings a lovely energy to her performances as
Yeah,
well,
yeah, yeah,
which is
yeah,
really
yeah.
it's fun to watch and to listen. Yeah, and the Falcon for those who have it, that's another reason just to go. It's such a wonderful venue, and it works in a unique way where people pay what they want, what they can. So
Yeah,
I think.
very cool. In that respect, usually, generally saying is that kind of worked out better for the band. It's left up to people that show up, and they know that the band's depending on those donations. It's a suggested donation of $30 a piece. Doesn't have to be, obviously, if you can't afford that, but it usually works out better than trying to get a guarantee from a club. And as a musician, you try to book gigs. It really depends. The guarantee really depends on if the venue serves alcohol and if they have a restaurant. Because if they do, they can make money that way, and it brings people in. And then the band can make money off of the ticket sales, or in this case, the donation. But yeah, the Falcon is one of the best venues in the valley for a number of reasons. But there's so many cool different kinds of bands that play there, and they have a great menu. They always have local artwork on the wall, so it's a nice sense of community there. And
Yeah,
Lee
it's sort of a
Fallow
de
is running
facto
it.
gallery there.
Great bunch of people there.
We have our we've had for the last few years our annual holiday party there
Okay.
because people love coming there. So again, Too Many Guitars with Jack and Cindy, as well as Peter and Carl, are going to be performing at the Falcon on Saturday, March 14th, starting at 7:30. They st open doors and dinner are start like at 5, 5:30, something like that. You can go to live@thefalcon.com to reserve a table. Again, you don't have to pay, but you should reserve, although I think walk-ins are welcome. And but on a Saturday night with Jack and Cindy, I don't know. I wouldn't risk it. I just wouldn't risk it. Before we get off here, Jack, I happen to also know that you've got your hand in a lot of cookie jar. Is cookie jar is the right expression? But
I think
anyway.
it is.
Okay. So like I know about the online classes you're involved with and as well as some other projects. I just want to give you an opportunity to kind of catch us up on that.
Oh, thanks very much.
Of course.
During the pandemic, like a lot of musicians trying to figure out how to bring in some money, my connection with Beatle music for playing with the Fab Four for the last 20 some odd years, I thought I would put that to use and start an online Beatle class during the pandemic.
So cool.
And it's been great. I mean, it's really so rewarding. It's still continuing. We just finished up our semester on the album Help. So it's myself, wonderful friend, musician Cameron Grider, who has a nice track list of playing with everybody from Sean Lennon to Joan Baez and a host of others. And we have Professor Walter Everett from the University of Michigan, who had written my favorite book on the Beatles called Beatles as Musicians. And his take is exactly that. And that's what the course is based on. We're looking at the songwriting process, the recording process, and the musicianship of the Beatles. So we get into analyzing whatever song did help, you know, whether it's Ticket to Ride, which is amazing because, you know, for anybody that thinks into whether it's the Beatles or anything else, when you do your research on that, you start recognizing the evolution of how a song comes together. Ticket to Ride, that drum beat, for instance, McCartney just came back from a vacation to Tunisia, and as they were in the studio getting ready to record that song, he turned to Ringo and said, "Oh, I heard this rhythm in Tunisia. See if you can kind of replicate that." Now, of course, it's not going to be what that rhythm was, but the fact that there's a discussion and there's Ringo Starr, it's a pop song, start learning ins and outs of how songs come together. So it's an hour and a half class, and the first half is dedicated to discussing, say, a song like that. And then the second half is looking at some of the people that play music and then giving them these materials and saying, okay, these are the guitar parts, the drum parts, these are the vocal parts. You know, they have their own recording platform, and we provide the resources of the backing tracks, and then they record on top of that and send us the tracks. And then, you know, we're with them, you know, looking at what they did and offering suggestions. And for somebody that's been part of Beatles music since I was a kid, it's still energizing and, you know, wonderful to be part of this and teach this. And that has led to, I don't know if you're familiar, but up big Indian, there's a resort called Full Moon Resort, and they
Yes,
do
I was going to get
weddings,
to
and
that
they have
too.
and they have music camp. And I was up there in 21 with Joan Osborne as a guest on Jim Weider's camp for the band, the band's music. And I saw an opportunity to bring this online class in person. So I'm going on my fourth year now, and it's in June, and it's a wonderful resort to have. All the nice accommodations, you know, it's 3 days, it's 4 days and 3 nights. Food is provided. We have guest artists here. It's going to be Martin Sexton. It's going to be Cindy Schaller. It's going to be Gail Ann Dorsey, plus all these Beatle academics too, like Walter Everett, Robert
Amazing.
Rodriguez, who has a phenomenal podcast on the Beatles, and then the Beatle band that I play with, the Fab Four. So that's happening up there. And, you know, I'm like any of these freelance musicians up here. You just try to take advantage of the talent that's up here and part of it and try to create something. And last year we had a wonderful, I was asked to curate a show at Opus 40, and you guys were part of that as well. And we're doing it again this year. And we have a date of August, July 31st. And I'm getting the bill together for that. And for those of you that don't know Opus 40, I really consider it one of the seven wonders of Hudson Valley. It's just beautiful outdoor sculpture installation that Henry Fite, who was a professor at Bard, he bought this, I think, this rock quarry in the 30s and was influenced by the Aztec ruins and kind of like his own thing. But it's a pretty phenomenal place to visit, pretty phenomenal place to play music. So thanks
Oh,
for
it is.
asking.
Yeah, no, my pleasure. I'm so excited about that. And I'm going to put it in my calendar as soon as we get off the phone. Once again, I should ask you, where can people find all the details so they can find the online Zoom class, rather, excuse me, and they can find more information about the summer camp, the camp, the music camp in Big Indian, et cetera, at Full Moon.
Always on Instagram at this point, is where I advertise gigs that are coming up and anything else that's like relevant to my career with music and what I'm doing.
And that's Jack Petruzzelli, Petruzzelli,
Yes, correct.
musician
What a
extraordinaire,
mixture.
Jack. And we'll have you back before all this stuff in the summer anyway. It sounds like you're busy, and it just sounds, I'm assuming there'll be more convergence coming our way this spring so people can, great. Well, again, Saturday the 14th at 7:30, Too Many Guitars at the Falcon in Marlboro. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you, Adam. And I love WKZ. You guys are one of the best radio stations in the world.
Really appreciate that. While we're signing off here, you get to choose a Beatles song that I'll play right after this call.
So let's do It's All Too Much.
It's All Too Much. You
That's an
got it.
odd one. Yeah.
That's fine. I like it.
Okay.
And we'll see you at the Falcon 98.1 KZE.